from a secret location near the annual shareholders meeting. You're listening to Red Belly Radio. Hello, and thank you for listening to Red Belly Radio. I'm Steve Heiser. Now, if you've ever been to a publicly traded company's shareholder meeting, well, they can be kind of dull. The Securities and Exchange Commission requires that publicly held companies hold these events and that specific items be covered and said. And, well, for the most part, they're kind of dull. Oh, did I mention I was talking about pretty much every other company in the world? Not Southwest. I've never been to the Disney one. That might be kind of cool, too, but most of them really pretty dry. Anyway, every year at the Southwest Airlines shareholders meeting, we cover all the SEC stuff, but we try to give a little something extra, too. You know, like last year, we had David Holmes, the wrapping flight attendant. He wrapped GAAP and non-GAAP accounting principles. You know, we had to cover that information, so why not cover it in a wrap? Well, this year, we had rampers.
Gary, I have a question. Bags Fly Free is awesome. And I know you've already addressed this, but I'm just going to ask one last time. Do you have any plans to start charging for bags?
You know, I am so glad that you asked me that question. I'm going to ask my pals to come forward. So, fellas, how would you answer that question? Well, for all of our listeners on the webcast, I think that was no. We're not going to charge for bags.
But before those guys could attend this time-honored tradition of the American free trade system, they needed to see a lady named Victoria. Victoria, you have some experience now painting these guys' letters on these guys' chests.
Absolutely. I was there for round one, and now this is round two.
That's right.
This is.
And so you're painting the big letter is done in red.
The red? Southwest red.
Well, of course.
Of course.
And what's the? You also have yellow there on the table. What's being painted in yellow?
We outline each letter so it stands out a little bit more. So it has a little more pop on the big belly. I have dreams of bellies.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
It's a good thing. It's a very good thing. I wake up and there's like a little belly, a medium belly, and a big belly.
That's right. That was a big
Well, are you a by trade, are you a makeup artist or a sign painter?
I am a makeup artist. I usually do faces, and I always said I don't go below the neck, but now I can't say that anymore.
Don't go below the waist.
I don't go below the waist. No, I can say on my resume, I do bellies too.
Houston hobby ramp agent Bobby Hall, better known as the F in free, is now recognized around town. You're one of the ramp agents who has been in several of our commercials, and you're actually to a point where you get recognized on the street.
That's right. That's right.
Like, for instance, when have you been recognized?
All over the place. My church even recognized me. Like, we kept looking at this guy. He looks just like you. It's like, was that you? They're like, yeah, that's
you. Now your church knows you. They might have known you were going to be in the commercial, but just
know.
Strangers.
Just they didn't know.
People that didn't know.
They didn't know. We didn't tell anybody.
Okay, so you were out there directing dolphins.
Yes, sir.
So were you actually directing real dolphins?
Real dolphins. We actually shot real dolphins, and they responded
Nuh-uh.
To it. Yes, it was wild. We actually filmed with the dolphins, and they was jumping up according to the commands.
Where was that done?
It was done in Panama City.
They had some real dolphins and that are trained.
Yes, we went to where they train at, actually, and they filmed them, and they was doing to different commands. They was jumping up in the air doing different acts and, you know, different stunts.
All their flips and what they do.
Yes, and it was real amazing because they're so sensitive and they know. They know when you're watching, so they do special stuff just for the people. It's amazing.
I just figured that was all done, you know, fake, where you did the conducting and then they had...
Well, it was two separate shootings. One was on the beach, and then I actually had to go to the facility where the dolphins were.
But it's still funny that here you are baggage handling for Southwest Airlines, and now you're noticed on the streets.
I know. I'm noticed people in the grocery store like, you look familiar. Yeah, I know you. Are you that guy? They can't figure it out, and then they keep looking, they're staring.
And which letter are you today?
I'm letter F.
The letter F.
Yes.
Which one? Which letter F? Fly or free?
Free.
Free. Hey, well, thanks for talking with me today.
I thank you.
Okay, now I'm here with Steve from Orlando, and what letter are you?
I'm F and Fly.
F and Fly. We had F and Free earlier. Oh, you got to be careful how you say that. The now you were, of course, you had to audition to do this. Like, but do you think are using our own employees in our advertising? Does that help morale any in your work group?
Yeah, I believe it does. Just because it's just going back to just Southwest as a company itself. They look after their own people. They look after their employees, and the fact that they're showing they can give an opportunity for employees to participate in commercials instead of using actual real actors is a wonderful thing. It allows us to be part of the advertising campaign and, you know, being part of the company.
Now, do you ever get maybe recognized from customers that see you? Or
Yes, so I was actually walking back the other day from jogging back from exercising, and someone across the street said,
"Hey, wait a minute! You were exercising. You jogged home from exercising."
Yeah,
that's dedication.
Yeah, well, you know, I went to the close gym to my house, so I ran to the gym, and then I worked out. I ran home. But someone across the street said to me, "Yeah, I've seen you before. I've seen those commercials you're in for Southwest Airlines." They said, "That's really good." Obviously, I said, "Thank you so much."
Tell me, when was the first time you saw yourself on TV?
Probably about 3 weeks after we got back from Houston from filming it, and I came in from working a flight, and the guys in the break room said, like, "Steve, we've seen you on TV. I was like, cool. Not even 2 minutes later, it came back on again, and everyone stood up and started chanting and giving me like a standing ovation. It was pretty cool.
Well, that's great. Thanks for talking with me.
No problem, sir. Thank you for your time.
Now, James, you are the E.
Last letter that everybody line up off of. I'm the big letter E.
Well, something that was pointed out to me here. I'm talking to these guys for Red Belly Radio, and you have red painted on your belly.
Yes, sir. And that's why they wanted to make sure that they understood when they look at the letters, that they understood what the letters were supposed to be standing for. So we, the actions about the letters and had a problem with painting, we said, hey, have fun. And that's what this has been all about.
So you have had a lot of fun with this, the audition, the filming, and now back here today at the shareholders meeting.
It has been a magnificent journey. As far from the time of the audition to the time of the filming and to see the painting of the letters. And we thought it might have come to an end and then get a phone call saying, can you come and do it one more time? And without any hesitation and a response from every of the crew to get together one more time to see our bellies and see us get painted.
I know Millie in our group who was putting this together had talked to, I don't know, maybe half the guys, and before she could even contact all of them, a few of the remaining ones were contacting her, wanting to know when they could come in.
We keep in touch, and it was whenever something happens on a Magnificent Society, everybody get a call saying, look, there's a call coming, be prepared for it, and everybody on a standby looking at their cell phones and contacting a family member at the phone saying, stand by the phone, look for a call.
Now, did you know any of these guys or many of these guys before?
Well, yeah, I know about four. It's something that we'll never forget.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Well, that does it for this episode. Red Belly Radio is a trademark of the Southwest Airlines Company. This episode is copyrighted 2010. Ramp agents across the system have indicated that we have come to the conclusion of this podcast. Please turn off and stow all portable electronic devices.